Whoa.
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Clifford Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number 5.
If you had a container of gasoline in the back of your car and it leaked, how would you clean it up? You might, grab a bunch of paper towels, try to mop it up, and then maybe get a bucket of soapy water, remove that kind of smell, try to wash it out the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a quicker way. Yeah, what you could do is you could vacuum the gasoline out.
Oh, yeah, what could possibly go wrong with vacuuming the gasoline out of the back of your vehicle? Oh. Well, security cameras at a Florida car wash managed to capture the exact moment a woman decided to do that and the vacuum exploded.
Wow.
So the owner of this car wash said his surveillance camera showed the moment the vacuum exploded in flames while this woman was using it to suck up the gasoline that apparently spilled in the trunk of her car. And he says it was a heck of an explosion. It just burned everything up. It looked like it scared the heck out of her. But she just played it super cool. Just kind of dropped everything, drove off, didn't tell any of the employees at the car wash what had happened, just kind of drove off, and she hasn't been seen at the car wash place ever since.
So wait, just look for the woman who shows up next with no eyebrows. That's
right?
A good indication
of
who it is.
Oh, my God.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number 4.
Well, Florida got hit hard by Hurricane Matthew. The family of an 87-year-old woman by the name of Claire Olson, who all live out of town, were worried because they couldn't get a hold of her. And obviously, they were thinking the worst had happened.
Mm.
That's when her grandson, Eric, who lives in Nebraska, came up with a pretty brilliant solution. He decided to order her a pizza from the local Papa John's, and he did it online, and then in the notes, he told them to call his cell phone when they got to his grandmother's house.
Yes, and so the delivery driver was a guy named Lance, and he, in the notes section where it said, hey, listen, call this number when you get to the house before you go to deliver it, he just figured, oh, well, there might be a dog or something that needs to be chained up or something before they answer the door. So Lance gets to the house with a pizza to grandma's house, calls this number, and the grandson answered it and said, hey, this is actually for my grandmother, and this is really just to check on her welfare. Like, it's a welfare check, really. Can you just confirm that she's okay? And so Lance knocked on the door, the delivery driver, and grandma opens the door, and she was confused because she hadn't ordered a pizza. She's like, what's going on? And then, handed the phone over and talked to her grandson and said, hey, we've been trying to get a hold of your grandma, and so we sent this pizza around, and so glad you're all okay and everything. And she enjoyed the pepperoni pizza that the grandson ordered as well. So that was great.
This has got to show up as a Papa John's commercial at some point. I mean,
you've got to think, right? And this grandson, how good is he? And what a clever idea. And didn't he just earn the $20 in his next birthday card from grandma?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number 3.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, crook news.
I'm surprised we actually have to publicly say something like this, but when you shoplift something too big to shove under your shirt, I guess you have to improvise. I mean, if you walk into a store and you're thinking of stealing something, I've never stolen anything in my life. I'm just trying to put myself in that mindset. You're trying to steal something that you could
conceal.
You never
swipe some candy or something as
candy,
a kid?
Something small you can put in your pockets, I guess, so you could walk out and not be caught, but everything has something that will set off an alarm.
Now, right.
But if you walk into a store, honest to God, Sharon, you're walking in going, I need some Venetian blinds for the house.
Yes,
I'm going to try and steal these.
Yeah, I need some window coverings. The window's like 6 foot across, so I need something that's going to be like six feet long. So this guy, that's what he did. He tried to steal 6 foot blinds from this store, and what he did was, and I think he was fairly tall himself. What he did was he hid them by shoved them down the left leg of his pants, and then they're still sticking out like the top of him. So he put it like then up through his hoodie, up the back of his hoodie, and then he had the hoodie like hooked over the top of them, which was about you know, 6 feet above his head.
So again, you've got this 6 foot length of immovable vision blinds. So he couldn't bend his knee when he walked. He would have had to be limping along,
right?
With his
limping
thing sticking
along,
out of the hoodie,
looking to like dragging that gammy leg behind him because it's all stiff knee. Yeah, you're right. It's like having a splint on there, all
exactly.
Jammed up the back of his hoodie, and then with so this surveillance camera got a shot of him, and it looks absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he's got this bloody great pole jammed in his clothes. We've got a post. It on our Facebook page, so yeah. You can check it out. I think if you're going to do something like that, if in that kind of a caper where you're trying to hide something under your hoodie, wear your camo hoodie because it might disguise so it a bit better, right? I don't know. I'm just trying to help here.
Yeah, you got to see the photo. You can search us, you know, the Cliff and Sharon Show on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. But we'll put the photo on our Facebook page. This is crazy.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number two.
How many different ways have you heard someone or some expert give an opinion on who will win the election? Right?
Yeah, right. Everybody's got a theory, and we had the last debate last night. So
exactly.
I know there's a casino in Vegas, and I heard on the news that, well, it's illegal actually to vote on U.S. elections. They put the odds up, and the odds are, and I don't actually know if this is since the debate last night, but the odds are 6-1 in Hillary's favor.
Well, it's crazy, all of the things that are out there, and to me, kind of surprising how successful they are. Like, there's a professor of history at American University. He's predicted the winner of the presidential election every year since 1984.
Wow.
And he bases it on 13 true or false statements that he says indicates whether the incumbent party will retain the White House or not. He hasn't chosen who's going to win yet. He says it's too early. And get this is the craziest one. In every election since 1960, except 2008, the Republicans have won the White House if and only if the Los Angeles Lakers played in that year's NBA Finals. Isn't that amazing?
That's funny.
Last year they tanked, which if you follow that logic, Clinton is imminent to win here based
right.
on that theory.
Based
and
on
now
that.
We've got this South Tampa plastic surgeon named Rich Castellano. Something or other. And he calls himself the smile doctor, and he's predicting based on a smile
yes.
score of some kind.
What
right?
he does is he measures people's smiles on a 0 to 10 scale, and he says every presidential election in the last 40 years has been won by the candidate with the higher smile score. For example, Barack Obama's smile score of 5.1 was a lot higher than Mitt Romney's score of 2.2. Now, as for this election, Castellano says Clinton's score of 4.5 beats Donald Trump's 2.5, and that should make her all smiles on election day. I will tell you this. When Hillary wants to smile, she conjures up one image, I think, and that is probably of Bill being fed into a wood chipper. Followed maybe by Donald Trump.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
Okay, a pregnant woman was shopping at a Walmart in Utah. It was in the morning. She started having stomach pains, and yes, you guessed it, she was pregnant at the time. She was in the checkout line and figured, I've gone into labor. So she asked the manager to call 911. Now get this. See if I can repeat this for you. Hold on.
Attention shoppers, baby being delivered on checkout 2. Checkout 2?
Yes, beware. There might be a bit of a slick mess on the floor there. Oh, but you can imagine, like, she's gone into labor, and so the manager has called 911 and the paramedics are on their way and everything, but that baby wasn't hanging around. It was coming right now, thank you very much. So the staff ran off to grab towels and blankets to help deliver the baby right there in the checkout line. Meanwhile, the woman is there huffing and puffing, you know, doing all her Lamar's breathing and whatever women do in that situation.
That was more like a panting puppy as opposed to the Lamar's. But
well, how does Lamar's go? Go, you do.
or big deep breaths. It could be depending on how intensive
right,
the penis.
Right, right. And there's probably some swear words thrown in there too, cursing the husband for getting them into this condition and all of that kind of caper.
It's not a condition of the training of Lamaze, but they actually throw the swear words in there, yes.
But this woman, like, she's full on in labor. The baby's, you know, she's dilating and all of that. And meanwhile, she's handing over her credit card to pay for her groceries and whatnot. And the manager said, you know, she was down on her knees and she's insisting on paying. And they're like, listen, that's just not important. We'll take care of this for you. Don't even worry. You just worry about having the baby. But she paid anyway. What a great person.
She paid anyway.
And when the EMTs finally showed up, took them to the hospital, and the baby was born in the hospital, I think. But I would have gone into the kids' aisle, the diaper aisle or something, try and get some freebies.
Somebody at Walmart should have done that. When you think about it, the baby was the only thing you're going to find at Walmart that was actually made in the USA.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.